Warning, the following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Ahead of our live sold-out show at the Spiegel Tent in Wexford, we are delighted to be back with you for a little mini-season and some new problems to deal with on Daily Dilemma Uncensored. Niall is here, show is here, Killian is here, and we're ready to tackle them.
Yes, we are. We are coming to you from the fabulous Rocket Science Media in Wexford Town. Very proud.
Hometown.
Yes, well look, if we were going to record a podcast, it was only fitting that we do it right here in the centre of the town, only metres away from where the Wexford Spiegel Tent is going to be erected. Shouldn't use that word.
Perfect word.
But I have to say, I was in Mallorca on holidays a few weeks ago, and I think I said this to you. The thing that woke me up at night was, oh my God, we're in the Spiegel Tent. Oh my God, we're in the Spiegel Tent. Like, genuinely.
I know. But you're walking every evening out with Ashley and you're walking on the quay, and are you like stopping and going, in a few weeks, there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people in a rather large fancy tent and I'm going to be on stage entertaining them?
I don't even know if my head's gone. I can see myself, I can see us on the stage, but I haven't thought about all the people. I've just, look, it doesn't matter. We sold out.
Woo!
And genuinely so grateful and so proud. So thank you.
The most important thing, I'm not going to give any juicy details away, but Killian, I believe the dress is something special for the night. We're in for a treat.
Oh, Niall, as if that makes a difference to you.
I can't say anything now. I'm all loved up.
Oh yeah, you can do this podcast.
Window shopping.
I think we're going to find Killian's going to be quite silent on that. I think there's going to be a different take on
I was like, have you ever listened to the podcast? She was like, no. And I was like, don't.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
Don't.
Imagine she'd get some shock if she went back all the seasons.
If you haven't listened to this podcast before, it's a little bit different from Beat Breakfast. We need to make that clear. It's not as wholesome. I'm very similar to you, Killian, because it's like my family ask, there's some podcast I see on the social. You don't need to know about that.
I know. My mother goes, that sex thing is ridiculous. And I was like, but we sold out Spiegel Tent still. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Disgusting.
Oh, wrong. There's wanton people who'd go to that show.
No. I just don't listen to it.
When I was on holiday again, one of the guys that we were there with, he was from Manchester, and he said, I checked out your podcast over the dinner table, and I just went, thank you. And now we'll move on. Mm. Yeah, it's certainly not as wholesome, but it is also a positive chat that we are having around sex topics. We've been doing it for a couple of years. Mm. How many years have we been doing it? 2 years? Two and a half?
2022?
How many? We're like,
this is season six, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Season seven?
We should know that. We should have fact checked this. Anyway, the point is that we wanted to do this before we head to the Spiegel Tent in a number of weeks. Sellout show. We're so excited. We're taken to the stage. We've done this twice before, not of this scale. We have some of the old familiars, including our special guests on the night, our house band, some brilliant acts, and also some crazy games. But really, we're just going to have a ball with you, and we can't actually wait.
Yeah.
So ahead of that, yes, we are bringing you a mini series. Is that
so? Yeah. What happens, obviously, is you email us all the time with your dilemmas, and occasionally ones come in that are not suitable for 8:30 in the morning on school run time. So we save them for this Daily Dilemma Uncensored, and we've got a number of them to get through over the next couple of episodes. So you've got one to start with. Is this going to be my area of expertise, do you think?
I doubt it. Okay, you ready?
Okay, go for it.
Hi guys, seeing a girl and I knew she was a bit of a free spirit, but I like that about her. She doesn't care about what other people think and she is up for most things sex wise. But, and I don't think I'm weird here, she has a vulgar habit during sex.
Oh, where are we going?
I know, fanny farts.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're back.
And we're back with a bang.
Or queefing.
Oh.
That's actually the technical
term. That's a proper term for it.
That's
just slang.
No, queefing is actually the word, yeah. Is it in the Oxford Dictionary?
I haven't checked.
Can we get that checked? Or whatever you call it is normal. And I have been with girls where it's happened before. But this girl is very different. Oh no, lads. She has a lot of vagina gas.
Oh, it's a problem.
Funny.
It's natural. Yeah. And when it happens, she just cocks up her arse in the air and says, better out than in.
She's disgusting.
No, fair play to her. She's owning it.
Rotten. Yeah.
The first time she did it, I was repulsed, and I still am. She seems to think it's normal to make a spectacle of it. Do girls do this? Why do they always say this? What does show make of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always important.
What do you make of it,
Joe? Am I being old-fashioned? Oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to read that last bit.
You have to. I haven't seen it.
Why is it?
She also farts in the bed and does the Dutch oven on me.
I wouldn't mind that.
Never gets old.
I would like your thoughts.
Oh, I felt I needed to take notes during that. There was quite a bit going on.
So it's basically, she has something which, let's be honest, is completely normal. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the first times that it happened to me, you have this awful, like, overwhelming sense of, I can't do this now because it does ruin the mood. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But is
that not why it's best in the approach? No, okay, she's going quite extreme with the cock and the leg and stuff, but to take a fun approach to it when it happens so that it doesn't kill the vibe and it doesn't kill the mood.
No, I'm sorry. The cock and the leg is too much. My uncle,
get out and walk.
No,
what
no,
is it?
I think men that are, like, even when I see, like, my Uncle John used to do that, I always have memories of his
vagina farts.
No, the cock and the leg.
Cock and the leg when you need
to fart. Sure, I struggle with the word fart, so this is really
simple. Yeah, like,
would you like
it?
Us to say piggy for the rest of this podcast? Fanny piggy.
For the purpose of this podcast, and if you don't listen to Beat Breakfast, I revealed on the show a couple of years ago that my mum didn't like the word fart when we were growing up. And I think that was, we actually talked about it, and there was a lot of people that came forward and said they had a word
alternative
for
words.
Breaking wind in their house, and that you didn't use the word fart. And I said that we call it a piggy. And oh my god, he just went to town on me. Yeah. Thought it was absolutely hilarious. But I don't like the fart word. How did we get to piggies? Would I like you to call it piggy?
Well, if you want. We were starting, and it's just that if this happens, right, yeah, and it happens everybody at some point.
Everybody.
What is the best way to handle it that doesn't kill the mood?
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. I absolutely am all about a little bit of a laugh and a giggle and, oh, I'm so sorry, and, oh, God, and, oh, oh. But I'm not about, like, making, as he said, she has made a spectacle of it.
Karen, I'm so confused. What is it?
It's like queefing is when you...
Yeah, but does she do it intentionally?
Oh, God, no, Killian. No. It's like...
Oh,
it's,
right.
It's,
I don't like you can fart through your vagina. No?
You can.
Can you? That's what I thought it was.
I've never done that. It happens, basically. It's trapped air. So, yeah, it's
so, like, if you think about the motion and, like, what's going on there during the sexual act, like, yeah, it's further kind of trapping air that, you know, might need to come out.
I don't want to do
very
that.
Wide.
No. There's nothing to do with wide. It's just air. It's like air that is literally trying to get out, yeah, and then you're
because you're squishing you're in.
And how loud can they be? Like, can they be
it's,
little
it's,
like?
Or no, it's not. It doesn't. It's
do
not
they
like,
vary as like?
Oh God, I can't believe I'm the only one that's capable of actually.
I've never heard or experienced one before.
I certainly haven't.
This is awful.
Like, can you have little?
I certainly haven't.
Can you have little puffs? And can you have full on?
No, it's not like. But it's very different to a regular piggy. So it's more like a. Am I going to do this? Mm. It's more like a. It's more. It's more of a.
Stink.
Wow.
It's not like a regular fart.
Okay.
It's
yeah, but like in the throes of it, you would really hear that.
Oh no, you can.
Okay.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And like, do you know what?
Do you ever try and disguise it?
No. I will. I'm married. I would say because like I don't need to disguise it. Like I'm with Tom years. So when it's happened over the years, I've just gone, like I would start laughing because it is funny. You do revert almost to being a child,
yeah,
when you think about like,
yeah, but I still find
wind,
like regular farts funny.
Wind, yeah. Yeah, kids find farts funny. I still think when that happens in that situation, you're like, oh my God, that's hilarious. So I will say, in her defense, I agree with what you're saying about, oh yeah, have a bit of a laugh with it, but I don't think make it more than it needs to be.
Okay.
So I would say in that moment, Tom and I, if it's happened and it has over the years, and he'd laugh and I'd laugh, and then we'd go back to what we were doing.
Mm.
But I don't think he would find it attractive if I was to, like,
yeah,
you know.
Better out than in.
No.
Like, you're saying you haven't experienced this.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's annoying.
What would you think your reaction would be, like, on
if I'd it, probably just laugh.
You'd laugh, yeah.
I wouldn't care.
No, but it's not about the caring. It's the fact that, like, she's making this kind of... And then the Dutch oven thing. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I just think that
I wouldn't mind that either. We've gone to a stage now in a relationship where we're comfortable firing in front of each other.
okay, that's
not that she like she gets really embarrassed about it, but I'm like, let loose. I don't care.
No, I don't
like I do it. I cock the leg in the bed.
Oh,
I actually
no.
I lift up. She hates when I do it, but I lift up the two legs. Up in the air and grab him and go, and she's like, why are you pushing so hard? Like, there's no need to do that.
You know, my last relationship before Tom ended because of the Dutch oven.
It's not a Dutch oven, I don't put her head in it, but I do.
Well, you expose it.
The two legs.
You're letting it out.
Yeah, literally like that, but no, I can't do it right now.
You tell me you were reared well. You're always talking about etiquette.
I was reared by Brian Dyle as well. Like, you know.
Oh, God, no, I couldn't. I actually, like, Tom's taken to really farting lately, and I think it's a combination.
It's diet. I find myself quite
natural. Like,
no, I know, but he's
very...
Why
do girls get so embarrassed and I'm so weirded out by it?
No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not mad about someone lying there farting with their legs up. I'm just... It just doesn't...
So would you still step out of the room if you needed, if you're in the living room watching telly and you needed a fart?
I think you can get away with silent ones, and then you can't. I say you've got caught on occasions in your own house where you think it's going to be silent, but it's like a little...
Yeah. No.
And then she goes, Ashley, what are you doing?
Blame the dog. No, I wouldn't step out of the room, but I would be slow to openly do that. But I do, like, look, this is my stance on a lot of these things. I would be very prudish. So when it comes to the bedroom, I would find it really... Like if someone farted in the bed and then put my head under that ended. Now, I'm not saying we wouldn't have broken up anyway,
yeah.
But we were together for 7 or 8 years. Tom won't mind me saying this. And he was just very like that, very open. And I just wasn't. And I remember the day the Dutch oven happened and I just thought, I can't marry you.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't see a future.
I find it quite a violent act, to be honest. The Dutch oven. No, I do. And I'm not sure I could see a future with somebody who Dutch ovened me.
Now, there were other issues in the relationship.
I know that,
like,
I know
the Dutch
that.
Oven, like, didn't...
It was the straw that broke the camel's
it
back.
It was just that moment of, you want me to put my head under there and...
smell your...
I didn't even have a choice. Like, the head went down.
Violent.
It is. Right. Well, yeah. It wasn't, like... Yeah. It wasn't,
I'm not saying he was an abuser.
I like the smell of him sometimes. I always say this.
No, people only like their own, and I don't want to go down that
route. No, I don't want to do that. Thank you. I'm stopping it. No.
Let's go back to this situation here. Again, we always try and look at the totality of the situation. If everything else is working and the sex is generally good, you could live with this.
You
surely.
Could, but I would suspect that if you have that much of a different opinion, then maybe you're not on the same page and compatible. Like, if you don't find as... It's great in a way that she's finds it so funny, but you have to meet somebody where they are, and you have to find somebody that's going to take something at the same... in the same vein or the same humour as you. Mm. And if you're not... Like, I find, like, sometimes Tom would be coming out with something like, jeez, how...
During sex?
No, just in general. Mm. No, not during sex.
Do you think, like, laughing during sex is fun? Or not fun, but like sometimes we laugh during sex. Something could happen and we just laugh.
Aye, a bit of laughter is grand. I don't mind a bit of laughter.
What's the difference then if she's just having a little laugh but he's not on the same page? He finds it disgusting.
Yeah, because it's like you saying to me about licking the knife is disgusting and I wasn't reared well because I licked a knife once in front of him. You know, yeah. I licked a bit of laughing cow off the knife.
Not reared well,
but he'll lift up his legs. He tells me I'm not reared well. Come on. I don't think that. Like, he's in the wrong or she's in the wrong.
Yeah, it's
I just
a bit
think
about rearing
like
and what you're used to and rare. What you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And if you can find somebody that is comfortable in the same way as you, then you're on a roll.
The question, actually, let's get back to what he has said. She seems to think it's normal. I will give her the benefit of the doubt for the queefing, because that is really embarrassing if you're only with somebody for a while.
Yeah.
But also laughter can be used in times of nervousness. Do you know what I mean? So if she's really like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, and she laughs. The Dutch oven, I'd have to sit her down and have a good chat with her. I'd have to know what she... And the cocking of the leg. Like, I don't... Did she think that was funny? Was she trying to... You know, comedic
lighten
take?
The yeah, situation.
I get that. He has asked us, do girls do this? I can tell you, it is obviously very natural to...
Expel gas.
I was going to say excrete.
No, I don't think it's excrete. You don't think you excrete gas. You expel. It's expulsion.
Excrete
comes
from
the skin. It's ooze. It oozes.
Okay, so you don't ooze. Yeah. Expel gas. I think it's normal to do that. Absolutely. I think it happens to everybody. Sometimes it happens more to others. But I also think that if... Ultimately, you're not on the same page when it comes to how comfortable you are with things in the bedroom. Like, he likes the fact that she's open to doing lots of different things, but he has called this a vulgar habit during sex, and that's quite strong. You know, it's got very serious all of a sudden. Isn't it? Like, it started with you with legs in the air.
I know. Yeah. The first thing I thought was you actively did it, like you could actually
just at will actually, do
fire
it.
Fire from your vagina, and then I thought she was cocking the leg.
It was like a party trick.
Yeah,
like why sticky wicky?
Why is she lifting up her legs to fire from her vagina? That makes no sense.
He's been invited into the bedroom. She's like, "Come here, Will. I'll show you what I can do."
There's a ping pong ball coming next. Look. I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's about comfort levels, what you're used to. I wouldn't like cut her out just yet, because if other things are working, I think you could, you know, just kind of say to her.
I quite like his question though, because I think one of the things that I've learned from doing Daily Dilemma Uncensored is that I am quite prudish, I'm quite old fashioned, I'm quite unadventurous. I've tried, and I will continue to try till the day I die. I'll give it my best shot. But like, my idea of adventurous would not be your idea of adventurous. But it's the case of him asking if he's old fashioned. I don't necessarily think that comes down to being old fashioned, or does it?
No, I don't.
What I mean?
It's not about being old fashioned, but I do think it's about
what you think.
It is a bit as well. Like, the old fashioned kind of thing was like, ladies don't fart and ladies don't do this kind of thing. So maybe he's just like you would be like that as well. Like, if I was to say to you, work away, burp and fire in front of me, you wouldn't, because you're a lady and you wouldn't do that.
But I lick my knife.
She likes to lick a bit of laughing.
But you have burped in front of me before.
By accident?
Yeah.
When did I burp?
You had like a Diet Coke or something.
Oh, that's very gassy. Yeah. That's why I switched to the sparkling water.
But like, for me, it wouldn't bother me. Like, sometimes now,
but then your comfort levels,
I'd be all like, Jesus, did that come out with that? Yeah. Do you know, kind of way. Yeah. You wouldn't expect it. But like, yeah. Comfort.
But I don't think this is any different to, like, if the roles were reversed, I would still be saying the same thing. I would still say, like, if this was a guy doing it, I would still be like, if you think that's vulgar and you think that's not, like, do you know what it is? Actually, the vagina thing is fine. The fart, the queefing is fine. That's fine. But the other stuff is not sexy. That's what it is. Like, if you're in a moment of like, it's not.
No,
Killian, if you try and tell me that like the Dutch oven thing or like the leg is sexy, then nah.
No, but I don't think it's unattractive. I think
I do.
What I find attractive is that they're comfortable in my presence. And that they can feel like they can be themselves.
You sound like you have a load of ladies.
in my presence. Yeah. And that's grand. Like, I'll never forget the first time she fired, and I was like, well done.
Standing ovation.
But she was so embarrassed. She was like, did I just do that? And I was like, yeah, you did. But it was in her sleep, so she had.
Oh, and your sleep is totally different.
But I was like, well done.
Yeah. My girl. So proud.
I wouldn't openly do that in front of Tom, even after.
If you knew you had like a massive one coming as well, would you not just go like, you knew it was going to be loud? No, you don't find it funny?
We are 4 and a bit years in studio, and I've never heard you.
No, you haven't. Yeah, absolutely haven't. I've been very conscious. I'm 9.5 years in Beat, and I haven't farted in front of anybody in that. All right, so like,
it's in our contract.
You can pull that. I have not, and I won't. But unfortunately, Niall and I, our relationship went up a notch last year when we were outside a prefab in Kilmuckridge.
We were off site. Circumstances were very different. The rules were different.
And it changed how I looked at you. Yeah. Like, he just let one out. He just he said he couldn't hold it in. It was so loud. It was like, you look at him and you go, he's not capable of that.
I know, but like, I do it the whole time when we're in the car together.
I know, and it's disgusting.
I need therapy after this.
Well, don't they?
The minute you do it, and Tom does this as well, I'm not an idiot. Like, you must think we're awful stupid. They fart, right? And then the window goes down. And the music goes up.
Oh, he might take the vape out. Just get a bit of peppermint or something.
Normally,
what I do is
I have my handbag with me. And I put my perfume on because I can't handle it. Anyway, I didn't want this to descend.
No, we've digressed. Let's get final thoughts then. Advice for our emailer.
Do you know what? We haven't said this, and I do think that it comes down to a lot of the crux always comes down to like having a conversation with somebody. And it is okay, even for him, like, he might feel a bit embarrassed, but he could say to her, geez, that's not a great turn on for me when you do that Dutch oven thing.
Yeah, see, I just think they're very separate issues, the Dutch oven and the farting in within sex.
But she has gotten away with the leg, so she's gone, that worked.
Yeah,
I can go another level.
Actually, another level is the question. What's after the Dutch oven?
Well, then I'd be running out the door. No, I think you can still say, do you know what? Because if it was a girl messaging us, we would say, well, if that's not something that you like, then you need to call it out and say this on this podcast all the time.
Communication is the most important thing when it comes to sex.
Yeah. So I think you are well within your rights. What does Show make of it? I make of it that you need to be able to be open and honest with her. If you are going to have a relationship in the future, there's no point in you thinking this is weird, thinking this is disgusting, and not being able to have an open conversation about it. Do that. If she says, "Oh my God, I love when I do that, lads." I don't know why I went real wet with it.
There's only wet cigars to it.
If she says, I love when that happens, then maybe you're not compatible. Maybe you need to find somebody like me. Mm. Now I'm taken.
Prude.
A prude.
Yeah, maybe, a prude.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't wait for my first queef. We're going to get
a group phone call one Saturday night at like midnight going, "Yes, it happened. It happened.
You're going to be going home now, like having really silent sex."
Exactly. No, I'm rocking your world right now. I don't mind that part of it. I think, personally, I think she could come from a family that grew up with a lot of lads, like she had a lot of brothers. That's the kind of, like, not to be like, you know, a farmer's kind of house, a real laddish house,
or lived in a student house with six lads.
And I think she doesn't care about it, and I don't think you should either, but I don't think you should go down the route of saying that was not very ladylike, because then you could be
I didn't say ladylike, I said just bring it up, you can't go down that route. Yeah,
so if you don't like it, just call it out and go, "Just the smell and I don't like it." Say it like that. Okay. That's what I'd say. They're very smelly. Can you stop it?
Yeah, it took quite a different turn than we had expected. But we're back with a bang. And we will say, Daily Dilemma Uncensored Live is sold out at the Spiegel Tent. Yeah. We are giving you a chance to win in the coming weeks on Beat Breakfast.
The final, final tickets.
Yeah, you can also get a dilemma into us. Talk at beat102103.com or... I was going to say WhatsApp
don't
studio.
WhatsApp the studio. Because the other presenters will see it. And
I was going to say the bosses see it, but you are the main man. You're the boss. You are as high as it can go. And here you are talking about queefing.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
Where did it all go wrong?
I know, you did so well.
See you next week.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air?
DM us on Instagram and X or email talk at beat102103.com.